I don't know. Hello?
Hello, my name is Martha, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a confidential and secure poll about Aurora Public Schools and possible issues on this year's ballot. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes, I am.
Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
At the moment, Democrat.
Okay, thank you. This November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
You said presidential?
Yes, president and other offices.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I will.
Okay, great. First of all, considering general conditions like the economy and quality of life, do you feel things in the Aurora area are heading more in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Well, I think the entire state is headed in the wrong direction.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. What is your opinion of how people living in the neighboring areas of Denver and Cherry Creek view Aurora generally? Do you think they see Aurora as about the same as where they live, as having a better quality of life, as having a lower quality of life?
Well, some people that folks that I've talked to, they think the crime is higher in Aurora, and I don't agree because it's just as bad in Denver and surrounding counties. So, but a lot of people that have opinions about Aurora say that the crime seems to be higher here.
That are having lower quality of life?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Okay, thank you. In general, how will you rate the quality of public schools in the Aurora Public School District where you live? Excellent, good, or not so good, or poor?
I'd say good.
Great. How familiar are you with the areas, neighborhoods, and schools within the Aurora Public School District, including its size and geographic territory? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar?
I'd say very familiar.
Very familiar?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Have you heard or read anything about blueprints of Aurora Public School?
Blueprint? No.
Yeah, blueprint. No, okay. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
I'd say they're somewhat high.
Somewhat high, great. Have you heard about, read about, or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes?
I will.
Yes.
Yes, great. While nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recent sent out notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? Can afford and absorb this increase without any problems, can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks on other spending, cannot afford this increase, it hurts household finances badly, does not apply renter?
I'd say the third one.
They cannot afford this increase, it hurts household finances badly, that's the third one?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, thank you. As you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's proposition household ballot issued last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have on your household finances? A big positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much impact at all?
A very small impact.
A very small impact, thank you. If the following ballot issue is up for a vote in the upcoming November 2024 election, will you vote yes or no on a $1 billion bond for Aurora Public Schools with no increase in property taxes to pay for repairing and renovating older schools to provide all our students with high-quality educational facilities? repurposing schools to provide new and a real-world learning opportunities for students, expanding school choice and programming options for more Aurora public school students, and adding additional spaces in schools for mental health providers to increase students' access to mental health services through the district. Will you vote yes or no?
Well, if it's not increasing taxes, I'd have to vote yes.
Okay, great. Also, Aurora Public Schools may ask voters to approve a $30 million levy override ballot issue that, without increasing property taxes, will fund ongoing maintenance needs for schools, buildings, ensure access to upgrade technology, and free up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff. Will you vote yes or no on this?
I would say probably yes.
Thank you. Following up, do you agree or disagree with this statement? Those against these Aurora Public Schools bond and mill levy ballots might make, since property taxes are so high already and going up continually, is better for taxpayers to vote against any new Aurora Public School bonds and mill levy increases in order to lower property taxes instead, especially since this big district that has enough money already will spend this extra money on projects far from my neighborhood. Will you agree or disagree?
I don't know. I'll have to look further into that one.
Okay, great. No problem. Lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the Aurora Public Schools bond and mill levy ballot issues might make each as very strong, somewhat strong or weak reason to vote yes on these 2024 ballot issues. Bond funding will allow this district to build more spaces to expand preschool programming to prepare its youngest learner for success in kindergarten and throughout their K-12 education. Will you say there are very strong reasons, somewhat strong reason, weak reason to vote on these?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay, thank you. Okay. This large bond package will help Aurora Public Schools be the best school district in the state.
Mm-hmm.
Will you, very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, weak reason for this one to vote? Sorry.
I'd say that I don't know at this point because my kids are grown, so I chose
okay.
Yeah.
No problem. I understand. The best way to build a stronger, safer future for the Aurora community is to invest more in educating our kids, giving them skills needed to succeed in today's job market and keeping our schools in good shape.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent idea. I mean, because there's just, they are the future.
Okay. So you said that this will be a very strong reason? Or somewhat?
I think so.
Okay, great.
Somewhat,
okay. With both Denver and Cherry Creek funding improvements in their schools, Aurora needs to stay competitive by improving and modernizing its school.
I agree.
Okay. You will say very strong or somewhat strong?
Somewhat strong.
Someone's wrong. Okay. Doing school renovation and replacement, making buildings more energy efficient, save taxpayers millions of dollars in lower utility bills, and reduces the district carbon emissions footprint.
Somewhat strong,
okay. Providing more spaces for mental health professionals to work with students will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressures and be safe, more productive learners.
Very strong.
Okay. And this investment in Aurora Public Schools will keep the community's public schools strong and help increase property and home resale values.
Yeah, I agree. Well, yeah, strongly.
Very strong reason?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay, great. many Aurora public schools buildings that are 30, 40, or even 50 years old have maintenance needs that have been put off for years, just like any home or property this old. The buildings need to be renovated, repaired, and refreshed so the schools last and students have good learning environments.
Somewhat strong. Yeah, somewhat agree.
Okay. The Bond will fund a skills training program called PTEC, a partnership with a community college, Aurora public schools, and local employers that includes a specialized technology training for today's skill jobs, internships, mentoring, and apprenticeships so students graduate ready to fill available jobs.
Strongly agree on that. Very strong.
Okay. Great. Continual security upgrades, including updated cameras, more secure entry vestibules, and look-in mechanisms on classroom doors are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure.
Strongly agree.
Strongly great. This large bond and teacher pay meal levy come with no tax increase.
That what? I'm sorry.
This large bond and teacher pay meal levy come with no tax increase.
I would agree, somewhat agree.
Okay, great. Providing students and staff with updated technology devices and ensuring that schools have the latest state-of-the-art technologies to keep students engaged and excited about learning.
I agree, strongly.
Strongly agree. Great. Yeah. Finally, having heard all this information, will you vote yes or no on the following Aurora Public Schools November 2024 ballot issues? A $1 billion bond to build state-of-the-art facilities for all Aurora students to ensure older buildings are repaired and maintained and to provide innovative workforce training at no additional property tax increase? Will you vote yes or no?
Probably yes.
Okay, a $30 million mill levy override to pay for ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensuring access to upgrade technology and freeing up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff at no additional property tax increase. Will you vote yes or no?
Probably yes.
Great. Making sure that I'm speaking to all people, could you please tell me your gender?
Female.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you in between 40, 54, 55, 64, or 65 or up?
55, 64.
Great. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Latino ancestry?
No, I have to say Hispanic.
Okay, great. Do you consider yourself to be either African American or Black?
No.
Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
We rent.
We rent, okay. And what county do you live in?
I'm sorry. My dogs go crazy when somebody gets here.
Okay.
Calm down. Oh, they're not going to. No. They go crazy. I'm sorry.
No problem. What county do you live in?
I'm sorry? County? What? Arapaho.
Okay, great. Do you have any children currently in the Aurora Public Schools District?
One. Hey, stop.
Okay. Great, thank you. We're done. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great evening. Take care.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.